This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Afghan government forces continued Wednesday to lose key cities, bases, arms, and equipment to the Taliban. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Three more Afghan provincial capitals have fallen, along with an Army Corps base, weapons, and equipment to the Taliban, which now controls some two-thirds of the country. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby isn't saying if the U.S. has stepped up evacuations of Afghans.
We're focused on the security situation that we face now, which again, we've acknowledged is deteriorating. We are certainly mindful of the advances that the Taliban have made.
A U.S. defense official says the capital, Kabul, could come under pressure within 30 days. And if things don't change, the Taliban could gain full control of the country within a few months. I'm Tim McGuire.
Algeria has declared 3 days of national mourning for victims of several wildfires in the north of the country that have killed scores of people, including soldiers deployed to help firefighters. Reuters' Gloria So has more.
Dozens of fires have raged across northern Algeria since Monday night, which the government has blamed on arsonists without providing more details on the allegations. Several homes have been left burning as families escape to hotels, youth hostels, and university residences. Residents have tried to smother burning patches with tree branches or hurled water from plastic containers in a desperate attempt to extinguish the fire. The Algerian Interior Minister said firefighters and the army were still trying to contain the blazes, though dense smoke has hampered their visibility. He has vowed to compensate those affected by the blazes.
That's Reuters' Gloria So. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News.